AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Boeing's CEO is set to testify this afternoon before Senate lawmakers. ABC News has learned that Dave Calhoun will once again apologize and take full responsibility for the manufacturing issues at his company. This as another whistleblower steps forward, alleging that the plane maker has been cutting corners during production. That dome of high pressure sitting over much of the country, leading to extreme heat from the Midwest out through the Northeast. Breanne Tramwell went to the beach in Chicago.
Trying to beat the heat and bring the dog out to the beach, out of the apartment, because we don't have air conditioning in a real way yet. So this is kind of like the perfect solution to get her cooled off.
Cooling centers set up in several cities. President Biden is set to announce new actions on immigration today, including allowing some undocumented spouses of U.S. citizens to apply for lawful permanent resident status. Singer Justin Timberlake arrested on DWI charges on Long Island. This is ABC.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Court records say efforts to resolve the American Civil Liberties Union lawsuit against Milwaukee over its plans for protests during the Republican National Convention fell apart in mediation yesterday. The ACLU wants the city's extraordinary event ordinance for the RNC declared unconstitutional. The convention in Milwaukee starts in about a month. Donald Trump campaigns for president in Racine today. It's his first Wisconsin stop since calling Milwaukee a horrible city last week. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson spoke with reporters shortly after that.
I find it kind of perplexing. I find it kind of strange that he would insult the largest city in Wisconsin because he's running for president.
Trump says he was referring to how Milwaukee handled the 2020 election. He's repeated lies that the election was stolen. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Madison is exploring the idea of a safe use drug site. They're essentially areas with nurses and social services available where people can use illicit drugs under the supervision of medical staff. Those staff are ready to counteract overdoses in the moment. Public Health Madison in Dane County has hired a consultant to explore the idea. In similar sites in New York, they saved more than 1,000 lives in just 3 months. Instead of only offering service to those getting sober, advocates say this allows people to stay alive to someday get to sobriety. Meanwhile, opponents claim it encourages drug use. And get this, a UW-Madison researcher has found a way to make ice cream that doesn't melt. PhD candidate Cameron Wicks infuses a special ingredient called polyphenols that counteract melting ice crystals. Those compounds are found in blueberries and green tea leaves. She's been working on it for 6 years, and right now we could really use something like that, doing God's work. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers lose in Anaheim. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing last night to the Angels 5-3. Milwaukee starting pitcher Carlos Rodriguez giving up those 5 runs, 4 earned. Manager Pat Murphy after the loss.
That's his second major league start.
Do you feel like he took a step forward tonight, though, Murph?
And I think he's going to be a good pitcher. There's no question about it. But you got to have fastball command. You got to be able to throw the fastball in the zone when you want to. The leadoff walk to Adell there is, you know, unnecessary. And then what happened after that? Just got to control it a little better. But yeah, I think he's going to be very good.
Basketball. The Boston Celtics are the NBA champions. They beat the Dallas Mavericks 106-88. Former Buck Drew Holiday now has his second championship ring.
They really embraced me when I first got here, and they made this game super easy. But the fans here are insane, man. I didn't expect it to be like this. I love you guys.
That's the Celtics' Drew Holiday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Windy, sunny, hot today. Highs in the low 90s. Humidity pushing the heat index into the mid to upper 90s. For tonight, partly cloudy, windy, a low around 72. Slight chance of a storm late. Scattered showers and thunderstorms on your Wednesday, high of 83.
It's 76 at our studios.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, Todd Albaugh. Join us next time when our executive producer of Civic Media, our friend, our colleague, and guru of brewers, Luke Mathers, joins us for Tuesday Tangents at Lukester.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
President Obama, what goes through your mind when that President Donnie West says that he's done more for black people than any president since Abraham Lincoln? Do you agree?
You know, it doesn't actually go through my mind. I sort of leave it aside. Although one thing he did, for example, for black people was make them feel even better about the first black president.
From the Biden fundraiser that Jody Hamilton and I were lucky enough to go to, and then took what did some maggot say?
We took our private jets home.
Yeah, we took our private jets home.
Ten minutes
away. Separate ones, not the same one.
Right, gosh. No.
Which, by the way, the breaking news, Justin Timberlake was just arrested in the Hamptons for DUI. You know, Alan Dershowitz is an Uber driver there. Couldn't he have just called?
Yeah.
What?
He didn't want to be in the
same
car.
We would have picked him up.
We would have
picked him
jets.
Up on our private jets.
Yeah.
All he had to do was
maybe he only had 4 minutes to get home.
I see what you did
and
there.
Save the world.
I see.
See what
you
I did there?
There?
Uh-huh. All right.
And apparently he's still in custody, according to NBC.
According to New York's NBC affiliate, he's still in custody. So that sounds a little serious.
It sounds to me like they don't have night court in the Hamptons. That's
he should hire Alan Dershowitz as his lawyer, who's wildly popular in the Hamptons.
That'd be a bad idea.
Got OJ off.
He did.
Oh, Lord.
He was one of several that did.
Yeah.
Okay. Jack Black. Also, we have some new audio from the fundraiser, which was fantastic. Jack Black, hilarious.
A few days ago, my manager called me and said George Clooney and Julia Roberts wanted me to help out the president and speak here tonight. And I said, I am in. When and where? And thank you. And then they said, Jack, we know how busy you are. You don't have time. Look at all the other events that are happening tonight that you already turned down. MC at the Fliegelman Bat Mitzvah. The opening of the new Jack in the Box in Oxnard. Judge at the second annual Imperial Valley Avocado Festival. You don't see that on Meryl Streep's resume.
And he was wearing these hilarious patriotic overalls.
I said, I know I turned them down, but my president needs me. Thank you. And then they hit me with the big one. They said, Jack, you can't go. You have nothing to wear. Your good suit is in the cleaners. Well, were they wrong? Because I had this to wear. My kick-ass American flag overalls. Most patriotic outfit of all time.
He looked like a Santa in the overalls.
Yes. And they were shorts.
Yeah, they were. They were shorts.
All right.
Okay, Jimmy
Kimmel.
Biggest
reason we all came here tonight and people paid to see this is because we are scared. We are fearful. And in particular, I mean, like for me, like you've both been in the White House for quite some time. What are some things a president can do to, let's say, a talk show host who has been making fun of him every single night.
You ever hear asking of Delta Force?
What's that?
You ever hear of Delta Force?
Yeah.
That's what we can do for you.
That's a real thing and not just a TV show?
Not just a TV show.
Biden, funny, quick,
funny,
smart.
Funny.
Okay.
The idea that there's threatening, I mean, the idea that he actually is threatening retribution. This is the United States of America. Did you ever think you'd ever, ever, ever hear anything like this? Retribution, that's what he's going to do. He's going to get back at people. And I don't want to get going.
I swear to God, speaking of which, it's not just him. Ron, the headline is Ron Johnson floats plan for Merrick Garland's arrest.
Remember we tried that with other people and it didn't happen?
Because the Justice Department declined to prosecute Merrick Garland for...
Nothing wrong.
I didn't even think which bolt thing this is. And it's like, the stupid bolt prosecution of Biden for the classified documents, which shouldn't even have happened. He's the one that found them and called them and said, here.
Yep.
Oh, God. Anyway, and they already released the transcripts. They just wanted the audio. Speaking of cheap fakes and deep fakes, what do you think they wanted it for?
Of course.
To try to use one thing where he stutters and go, oh, look.
Uh-huh.
So Johnson says, by the way, different from Ronnie Johnson.
Yeah, this is Ron Johnson.
Again, Lauren Boebert can give you a hand with your Johnsons if you have
more than one.
Oh, by the way, she was busted again for vaping where she's not supposed to be.
Yep.
She was at Nationals Park at the in a MAGA hat, of course.
Dumb.
Okay. They just don't think the rules apply to them. By the way, no vaping in the theater in Denver, in Colorado this weekend. But feel free to bobert yourselves. We encourage it.
Yeah,
we encourage as many handsies as possible.
Yeah.
Okay. He said there's a third type of contempt Congress has used in the past. It's called inherent contempt, where you send a sergeant at arms. This is okay. In a second Trump administration, you will not need evidence.
Nope.
You won't even need a crime.
Right.
They will just say whatever we say.
Mm-hmm.
When they keep talking about prosecuting Merrick Garland, I'm thinking for what? What are they going to say? Malicious prosecution of Donald Trump or something? They're going to make up some crime for God knows what. All right, mommy needs a love letter. Greg is coming to the City by the Bay this Saturday. Greg says, looking forward to this Saturday night, going with to meet some step heads at Maggiano's for dinner. And then head on over to the Paramount.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a good pasta fagioli,
I think. They do, actually. Yeah. It's a very good restaurant.
Oh, do you know it?
Yeah, so you live in Denver.
Yeah, she lived in Denver for quite a while.
I forgot that. Yeah. Okay. How is the, what's the other one I'm thinking of from The Sopranos? Yeah. Gabagool. They have good gabagool? I don't even know what that is. Okay. They got meet and grope, so I'm looking forward to seeing you afterwards, too. I need to look at my tickets, see what to do. I just show them the app at the will call. This is like me. This is me trying to get my tickets for the fundraiser. I'm like, Jody, how do I do? Jody and I both just printed them out because we didn't know
we're
how
old.
To do the
No, it was on my phone, too, but it was
Sam's
thing.
I can let you know because I used to, I check.
Can you tell Greg how to do, what does he do with this? Yeah, you go get your tickets at will call, right?
No.
Yeah. No?
No, there's going to be, there's a VIP table that Ron will probably be sitting
there
checking people in.
Hi, Greg. Hello.
Yeah. You ask the ushers, where's the VIP table? And
that's where you get your laminate for the VIP meet and greet afterwards.
Then you use your regular ticket to enter the theater.
There you are.
Yeah, like you would normally. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'll write down. Okay. Why, it's yet another true story.
Uh-oh.
I'm never going to get through these, and now me reading them just leads to more, Chris.
Oh, boy.
This is what you've done. Damien in New York, Pennsylvania. So back in the fall of 2022, I was in D.C. hanging out with this travel agent, Amima from Brooklyn, and some guy who's been professionally black since the Johnson administration.
Uh-huh.
We were having fries in a hotel when someone said it's time to go. No, Blanche. A minute or two later, I'm walking down the street with a redheaded lady leading a bunch of people to the hotel where no fewer than three people asked me, are you Kevin in D.C.? Okay, there's something inherently racist, Steph Heads, about asking. Dave, we all know that's an entirely different guy, David in D.C., from Kevin in D.C.
Right, they're different people.
Right.
God. I told them, and in hindsight, I should have said yes. No one would know the difference because, unlike the aforementioned professional black, I wasn't wearing a button that said otherwise. So, yes, and it could happen again. See you all in D.C. We will see you in January in D.C. Okay. All right. Oh, this was the weirdness that is this... Trump upset. What was last week's story? It was Seth with Taylor Swift that he was even talking to the Republicans on the Hill last week about Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Why isn't a country star a fan? It was just very strange.
Okay. And it's beautiful. She's very, very beautiful. Very beautiful. Why don't you think she likes Trump?
Because you're Trump.
Okay. So the new book details Trump's obsession with Deborah Messing. He repeatedly brought up Messing unprompted in multiple sit-down interviews. He complimented her attractive appearance, admitted he spent time with her while in the White House monitoring. He spent time monitoring her Twitter feed. Yeah, that's not too creepy.
Ew.
Did she say anything about me today?
How much she hates him?
Trump recalls the time Messing allegedly approached him with her beautiful red hair. Just I don't think she leaves like it at home. I think it's...
She goes like this to him?
Apparently. And thanked him for saving NBC with The Apprentice.
No. Oh, my God, no.
And this is also a sir story, because she called him sir.
Sir, sir. Tears in her eyes.
She said, sir. This is before he was president. It was just a stupid reality show. I don't believe any of this.
No.
She said, sir, I love you.
No, she didn't.
Thank God for you. You're saving the network and you're saving my show. She was so thankful. She said, I can't thank you enough. Do you believe this? I've been watching her. I'm saying, she'd do anything for me.
No.
Could he get any more seriously effing creepy?
Should I tweet this at her?
In several follow-up interviews, he continued to bring up Messing unprompted, railing against the quite attractive actress, criticism of him in recent years. For Trump, Messing's rejection is still a sharp dagger to his heart.
Oh, that's super,
super creepy. Okay. Ew. This is the author of the said book. Apprentice in Wonderland, I guess, is the book. Seven. Thank you.
The other thing that I think is really interesting, because I really got to know Donald Trump post-presidency, and I got to see what he was like. And over the weekend, he was talking about how Joe Biden needs to take a cognitive test. Joe Biden, you know, isn't all there. Donald Trump had severe memory issues. As the journalist who spent the most time with him, I have to say he couldn't remember things. He couldn't even remember me. We spent an hour together in 2021 in May.
Yeah. Went on to say.
A few months later, I went back to the White House. I went back to Trump Tower to talk to him about his time in the White House, and he had this vacant look on his face, and I said, "Do you remember me?" And he said, "No." He had no recollection of our lengthy interview that we had, and he wasn't doing a lot of interviews at that time. So I think that the American public really needs to see this portrait of Donald Trump, because this shows what he is like and who he is and who he has always been.
Boy. Marie in Atlanta, our prosecutor from Atlanta, until Fannie Willis is available, then we're going to drop you like a bad habit. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hiya.
You realize that every accusation is an admission, and if you operate on that, then you understand that Hannity's statement about, you know, we hope there won't be a terrorist attack, but, you know, there might be.
Yeah.
Honestly, he knows there will be, and it's going to probably happen as a result of whatever the outcome of this election is, with the crazy maggots losing their minds.
Yeah.
We hope it doesn't happen, but, I mean, they're doing everything possible to stoke the fire.
Marie, this is to my point about these cheap fakes and all this, is that this crowd is so primed to think that Joe Biden is decrepit and half dead, and Trump is wildly popular in every demographic, and there's no way he could lose fairly. So, you know, this is why you have these disturbing percentages of Republicans that don't think he lost the election. I mean, A, they don't want to be wrong, but B, they've been primed for this by this all these right-wing lies.
Exactly. And the fact that you've got the right-wing holding on to this narrative of, he can't possibly lose. The only way he loses is if liberals cheat.
Right.
I don't know how you predict the future, and yet he couldn't predict, you know, the fact that we were going to get COVID.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Love you, honey. Judge, I don't know what to make of this.
Yeah, I
fill in the blank.
I try to figure this out.
Judge Canada's denied a motion from 24 states that sought to defend Trump. Jack Smith filed a motion asking Cannon to impose a gag order after Trump suggested that law enforcement agencies were complicit in a plot to assassinate him. I mean, I don't know whether some of these are just to make her sort of look less biased or something. But I feel like I hope Glenn Kirshner is wrong, but that the end result is still that she's going to find a way to get rid of this at a time when Jack Smith can't do anything about it.
I'm just trying to remember what Allison Gillis said about it, and it's like it's because I listened to her podcast, and she's very in the weeds on this stuff. And
well, also this may be a standing thing that like do other states have a standing to
they don't
to
have
stop
standing.
A gag order? And also, you know, you would think if ever there's a gag order necessary, it's when you were putting, you know, FBI agents in crosshairs with your lies. You know, so I don't know. All right, this is Ann Applebaum, historian. Mm-hmm. This is an interesting one. We talk about like what are going to be all the factors, foreign interference, deep fakes, cheap fakes, whatever you want to call them. That this is all, there's also they have a, there's an interest by our enemies around the world in hurting not just our democracies but you know democracies around the world.
The interesting thing is we're talking about countries that do not share ideology. So communist China, nationalist Russia, theocratic Iran, you know, Bolivarian socialist Venezuela, you know, whatever North Korea is. You know, these aren't countries that share an ideology or meet in some secret room where they design things.
This is what is terrifying because mm-hmm. you think they would have an interest. You think would who would be behind a terrorist attack that might help get Trump installed mm-hmm. by, you know, being able to do the narrative Biden can't keep us safe. Mm-hmm.
It's not like a James Bond movie, but they do share a common interest, and the common interest is undermining us. And us, I mean, America, Europe, the liberal world, the democratic world, because their own oppositions, whether it's the Hong Kong democracy movement or whether it's the Navalny movement in Russia or whether it's the women's movement in Iran.
We have one more we'll get to after the break here. But just when you have Trump and now Hannity that we just played a few minutes ago saying there's 100% going to be a terrorist attack here in America before the election, what do they know that we don't know?
Exactly.
What are they rooting for? Exactly.
They're rooting for Americans to die.
Yeah.
All right, 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein. Boy, I better get some of this to the guy that owns the show, Ron, before he goes to Denver, because people are going to be hoping for you, and then they're going to get, you know,
you're gonna oil
skinny
him
guy on the beach, and they're going to, you know what they're going to do? They're going to kick sand in his face.
You're going to oil him up and send him out, sure,
yes,
aren't you?
Yes, I'm going to pack my Power Life High Impact Protein. Chris and Ron are like the before and after gym photos.
He looks good. He does well on the leg press.
He does. He's lost a lot of weight and he's hit the gym.
That's right.
He's also doing the Power Life High Impact Protein. I'm telling you, Tony Horton, the P90X guy, is 65 now. He got shingles, didn't think he was even going to make it, and now he looks and feels better than ever. He discovered HMB, naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercise. High Impact Protein available in whey. Or plant protein, strawberry, vanilla, chocolate. What do you not like? Ice cream man's here. It supercharges, just one scoop, bam. Supercharges your muscle growth, boosts your energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercise. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com, type in fitness, save 30%, and get a 90-day guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Or go right to mypowerlife.com and type in the code fitness.
Unfreaking believable.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com, promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com. HighBloodPressure.com. Well, did you know that high blood pressure is the number one risk factor for mortality? In fact, one in two adults have high blood pressure. So many of my friends that I know, there's a 50-50 chance that you are one of them. But you can take control of your blood pressure and without the side effects of pills with 120 Life. 120 Life is a blend of great-tasting superfruit juices that actually help lower your blood pressure. Try it yourself risk-free with their two-week trial pack. Just go to 120life.com, use the code CONTROL to save 20% and get free shipping, or you can text CONTROL to 511-511. They are so sure that 120 Life can noticeably lower your blood pressure in 2 weeks, they will refund your money if you're not satisfied. So you have nothing to lose. Hurry. Don't wait to get your blood pressure under control. Go to 120life.com. That's 120life.com. Use the code CONTROL to save 20% for this week only. This offer ends this Sunday. Don't delay. Text CONTROL to 511-511. 20% off. This is your life we're talking about. 120 Life can help. The statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. I start laundry at 8. At 10, we go for a walk. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Saved my life. Last night.
Stephanie Miller.
Saved my life. Yeah, you gotta get up, you gotta get off, you gotta get down, girl.
Yeah, hello. I'm the DJ that changed your life. 27 minutes after the hour.
Or saved your life.
One more with historian Anne Applebaum.
They have an interest in shaping the debate inside the liberal democracies in ways that benefit them. And increasingly, they've concluded that what benefits them is the rise of illiberal, disruptive, and radical parties. Because that may, you know, when that happens, the Western world or the democratic world loses its sense of community and solidarity. It loses its ability to make group decisions. You know, if we're divided by radical politics in different countries, then we're not very good at standing up to them.
Boy, and it's not just terrorist attack. We saw how Russia meddled in 2016. Mm-hmm. People have, the stakes are so high this time for Putin, for Netanyahu, mm-hmm. for any number of people that would love to see Donald Trump reinstalled yep. in the presidency. And that's the thing I worry about is the stuff we don't know yet.
Right.
About foreign interference, about mm-hmm. and you know, now aided by AI and stuff like that, and like I was saying, the prospect of a terrorist attack of anything that would help Donald Trump. By the way, speaking of social media, I thought this was interesting. Surgeon General Vivek Murphy called for social media platforms to be required to issue regular notifications to users warning of the product's potential to harm mental health, an idea modeled on the effectiveness of tobacco packaging health warnings. He blamed social media as a major contributor to emergency mental health crises among young people. He said adolescents who spend more than 3 hours a day on social media face double the risk of anxiety and depression, and the average daily use in this age group as of summer 23 was almost 5 hours a day. I think that's an interesting conversation. We will talk to Charlie Pierce about that and much more next.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
From AARP and the Ad Council.
In 1987, some inner city first graders were promised a college education. Now, this promise didn't come from a wealthy corporation. It came from Oral Lee Brown, who saved a large portion of her modest income every year for these children.
She told Ms. Brown, you can't do everything I said, no, but we need to do more.
And she did more by sending 19 kids to college, helping others. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
You've seen the paintings. The Thanksgiving turkey being served at Grandma's.
Can I have the drumstick?
The weathered farmer sending his baby-faced son off to college.
Now be sure and write.
The wise police officer sitting at the soda bar, talking a young boy out of running away from home.
Where are you going, son?
Norman Rockwell didn't create the best in us. He just inspired the best. Inspiration. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Welcome back to What's Your Deal? So, Susan, ready to see what's behind door number one?
What about door two or three?
Sorry, Susan, just one door today.
But there are always three doors.
You expect options everywhere else in life. Are you getting them when it comes to your medical treatment?
It's a year's supply of dog food!
But I don't even own a dog.
Well, this is awkward.
Explore all your options and talk with your doctor about what's right for you. Knowing your options is the best option. Learn more at ahrq.gov. That's ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey,
Today, I'm announcing a plan for the United States Senate to vote, known as a unanimous consent vote, to restore the bump stock ban. By undoing this most common sense safety ban on deadly bump stocks, this MAGA Supreme Court has shown the American people how dangerously to the far right they have gone. And the Senate can help restore this public safety rule.
Amen. You say it here on the Stephanie Miller Show, Chris LaVoy, and Senator Schumer does it there.
Yep.
Bump stock ban. There you go. Mm-hmm. Yes, I was under. I was having snuggle time with Bonnie.
Yeah,
Todd. You didn't know where I was.
I thought you were upstairs doing something.
No,
I didn't know you were.
We met you, Mrs. Kisses.
You were so quiet.
Well, that's me.
So, yeah,
we're having a quiet little
she's
snuggle.
Hmm?
Yes.
You're the quiet one.
Yeah. By the way, we were talking about the Vivek Murphy. Surgeon General talking about the effect of social media on kids. Jody and I got on for 30 seconds after we posted pictures at the Biden fundraiser.
Don't read the comments.
Our self-esteem.
Don't read the comments.
Which was already.
I
laughed. Kids are not formed enough to be able to take the kind of, withstand the kind of, right?
I just muted them. I don't care.
Yeah, don't read the comments.
No, this is why it's good. You toughened me up, Chris. It's good that I've been working with a no man for 20 years because people making jokes about my weight or calling me the C word, that's. You know.
That's what we do every day.
That's easy.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's talk to our good friend, shall we?
There's only one man now that understands.
Go Celtics!
That's the author of Idiot America.
He went.
Pierce.
Pierce.
Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Yeah! Celtics, the ghost of Bob,
yes.
Bob Cousy.
Yes, indeed. The NBA championship trophy is back home where it belongs.
Yay! This is the 18th.
And we're never letting it go again.
The 18th time the Celtics have won?
Something like that.
18th. Now the winningest franchise in NBA history.
Congratulations.
So one more than the Lakers do.
I just pulled Bob Cousy out of my ass. Did I get that right? Was he a Celtic?
Yeah, he was, and he's still alive.
Ah, you're kidding. Oh, I apologize for saying the ghost of Bob Cousy salutes you.
The Cousy's in his early 90s.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
He has survived everybody from his last championship team.
Wow. Can you believe I pulled that musty sports reference directly out of my ass just for Charlie?
You didn't even pull out Larry Bird or someone like
yeah,
that?
I know. Bob Cousy.
Slightly more current.
I did,
she
Charlie.
You understand. Bob Cousy went to Holy Cross, and my uncle, the Jesuit, had him in class.
Wow. Yeah, we've talked about this. My brother-in-law went to Holy Cross, and
Anyway. We did. We've talked about it. Yeah. Hey, I'm sorry I wasn't there over the weekend because that fundraiser looked like prime javelin tossing country for me. And I pick Stephanie up and throw her like a javelin. And celebrities.
Yeah.
They were very far from
us. At Senator Warren. He actually threw me physically at Senator Warren once.
Well, you were demurring, believe it or not.
Yes. In your defense, you were correct. I would have missed her had you not shoved me because she was leaving. But I did. So I didn't get to talk to her. And much as I will at Boston Sexy Liver when you bring her along with you to do panel.
Oh, boy. I knew that was coming. I saw
that. Sometimes, you brought it up.
Sometimes you see the train coming and there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
Glenn, by the way, when did Jack Black turn into a Mormon elder?
No kidding.
He and Jason Bateman were both so furry.
Bateman's
is there
doing
a new
movie.
Teen Wolf?
No. Bateman's
doing a movie that's set in
plays
the 70s.
A DJ in the 70s, yeah.
Okay, all right. Anyway, a lot of fur at the Hollywood.
Jack looked like Brigham freaking Young.
What's happening? Anyway, Charlie, so obviously all the talk this morning is about these cheap fakes. With, Biden. And we were saying, Jody and I obviously talked about, because we were there. He did not need to be led off stage by President Obama. Obama just put his arm around him and they walked off stage together, But that's the election 2024, right? Just like this skydiving thing where Biden's, giving the thumbs up to some guy, was not confused, was not wandering away. But, this is going to be how it is now till November, isn't
it? Yeah, I've started a pool. On what drug they're going to say he was on after the debate.
Yeah. Do you think Trump's going to show up? Where are you now? Are you 50-50?
I'm still saying he shows up. Now, does he stay for the whole debate or does he theatrically walk off? That's a whole different thing.
Interesting. Yeah.
I mean, the first time Jake Tapper mutes his mic, what's he going to do?
I mean, Fernando Mondi yesterday, Charlie was saying, it'd be insane if I was his campaign manager to let him on that stage with Biden, because they know the truth that, you know, it's not the Biden they're trying to portray, but that he's sharp. And, you know, Jody and I were saying he just came from the G7, Charlie. He flew through 9 time zones. Mm-hmm. He was sharp. He was smart. He was funny. I mean, you know.
Yeah. And he was well shaven, unlike Jack Black. I'd be careful, by the way, of taking anything Fernand says literally, because clearly he's addled by being the world's most handsome man.
I was saying that everyone I know, even straight men like Charlie, are like, that guy, he's handsome, really handsome.
And it's ridiculous how good looking he is in person.
I know, it's terrible. He's been right here in the studio with his equally glamorous wife. But anyway, so Charlie. What was I going to say? Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. You know, it's not just the what do you call them now? Cheap fakes? Is that what we're calling them?
Yeah, that's what we're calling them.
I just don't remember. Do you an election where it is just a solid wall of lies? You know, and unfortunately, as I was saying earlier when I opened the show, some of it's working in that, you know, you have some percentage of people that think Biden is responsible for Roe v. Wade being overturned, that think Trump is responsible for getting them $35 insulin. What's your advice on how you combat that?
I'm sure, you know, back in the day, you know, before photography and video and everything else, I'm sure there were campaigns based, you know, on an overwhelming, you know, percent on lies. I mean, you know, Jefferson's people called Adams a hermaphrodite, which was probably not true. But these guys These guys are doing it in an era where everything is on videotape.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's actual proof. You can watch it. So then they have to ladle another layer of lies on the cake to tell you that the video's fake.
Right.
Boy, there was a lot of rhyming in what I just said.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah, there was.
It's like you're a writer or something.
Yeah, I thought you were rapping, so I was just going to, you know, sit back and let you.
No, but, I mean, to me, the classic one this week was the church in Detroit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kellyanne Conway said there were 8,000 people in a black church.
Right.
First of all, there aren't that many churches in Detroit that seat 8,000 people.
Right. Yeah.
Second of all, they were all white.
Thank you. But this is the other thing, is they just cite crowd numbers that Trump says that are clearly insane like that. Right. And they're mostly white people. I mean, it's all smoke and mirrors, Charlie. And it's just, once again, as you always talk about, you know, it's just the media. We're just apparently can't count on the media.
I mean, we had a great example. I don't know if you addressed this already today, but there was a great example in the New York Times where they wrote a piece about Biden campaign strategies, and they said that the Biden campaign was trying to paint Trump as a convicted felon. He is one.
Right. Right.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, you, and by the way, you did a great piece on that. You were talking about another piece. You said the New York Times and I are going to have to disagree on the January 6th defendants. You were talking about Linda Kistler's essay, New York Times essay. And you said, I think the solutions she recommends are a shortcut to chaos and permanent disruption. You said, maybe I'm just less evolved than she is, but these people got themselves into trouble with their eyes wide open. You said there were no nonviolent offenders because in one way or another, they took part in or took advantage of the worst political violence in the United States. This is, you know, this trying to like humanize the January 6th defendants, right? Kind of
The grandmas.
Right.
The grandpas and grandmas who have FBI SWAT teams jumping in their, you know, attic windows or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure some of them were. And I'm sure some of them are lovely people who, you know, bake cookies for the library fundraiser and stuff like that. But as soon as they stepped over the threshold that day, they broke the friggin' law. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yeah. But you know, your larger point, as you do, let me read you to you. I don't do this for you, but for other people. You just said,
You can do it for me. You can do it just for me. That's fine.
The foundations of the law seem to be holding firm through January 6th trials. Congress has never passed any laws of oblivion from which we can all be grateful. However, we've become very good at enforcing them de facto. The pardoning of Richard Nixon is a grotesque example. We have memory hold most of Iran-Contra, the crimes of George H.W. Bush, the ghastly lies of his warmongering son. This is partly how we ended up with the former president in the first place. Our universe of oblivion has grown too fast, too vast. I mean, Charlie, you're correct. Either there's a rule of law or there's not. right? And it's just, you know, the memory holding of January 6th is one of the, you know, elements of this election.
I didn't mention this, but it occurred to me after I sent the post in, that ridiculous Department of Justice memo, which essentially bestows immunity on a president while he's in office, that's stupid. That's got to go.
Yeah.
That's an open invitation.
Thank you. Yes.
For crimes in office.
Thank you. So new polling raises concerns for Trump following his recent felony convictions. One would hope in a normal world.
One would.
21% of independent voters say the conviction made them less likely to support Trump. His criminal record would be an important factor in their vote. A sizable number, 46%, agree the conviction was a result of a fair and impartial judicial process. 51% rejected Trump's claims the prosecution was brought to help Biden's reelection, while less than a third, 29%, believe the president was directly involved. Well, that's because he wasn't. It's just, this is the thing, is polling on what people believe. And, you know, and what are actual facts seems to be the whole crux of this election, Charlie.
Yeah, and this is one of the three great principles of Idiot America, which was anything can be true as long as somebody says it loudly enough and on television.
Yeah, yeah.
No, what's going under the radar a little bit is the embarrassing ass kissing. Going on. Can I say ass kissing?
Yes.
Yeah. You just did.
Thank you very much.
As long as it's my ass you're kissing. What? Just kidding. Go ahead.
I don't even want. I know. No. I need to get that out of
you.
Okay. Fell out my other ear. The ass kissing contest for vice president.
Mm-hmm.
These people, I swear to God, when they're 80 years old, they're going to look back on these 2 years and be ashamed. Completely ashamed of themselves.
Well, I figured
by the time they're 80, they will have accrued some.
Yeah, I was just about to bring up the Veep stakes with you. You know, a CNN panel contended Trump will only accept a VP who has absolutely no will of their own, who will allow themselves to be humiliated on his behalf. He learned his lesson with Mike Pence. He thought Pence, he found someone who was deferential, who was subordinated. But at the last moment, Pence shows some integrity, some constitutional loyalty, and for that, he was nearly killed. They went on to say, you can trust a Tim Scott because he's a zero. You can trust Marco Rubio because he's spiritually broken. So I think he's going to look for one of those more negligible human beings. You wrote a piece about Tom Cotton's thirsting for the vice presidency. You said he's a very thirsty fellow. He's clearly thirsting after the VP nominations, campaigning for it on the basis of his willingness to bring actual violence in the service of Trump's darkest hallucinations. Yeah, I mean,
Tom Cotton will kill people. To be vice president.
Yes.
Yes. Well,
he will arrange for the death of people so he can be vice president. I think he's going to go with Doug Burgum, to be honest with you.
Do you really? Just
and
for
I
the
think,
his
I think,
electric
I think for
personality?
The shallowest possible reason. The guy looks like a vice president.
Oh, wow. Really? Interesting. And also he has no, you know.
He has Bergmentum.
Charisma at all. So
Bergmentum?
He's
got Bergmentum.
Well, yeah, we had Bergmentum going for a while. What? But yeah, you bring up that Cotton described left-wing protesters as street militias who have not been prosecuted enough. He previously had suggested protesters blocking a bridge should be tossed over the side of the bridge. Mm-hmm. The military should help clear college campuses during recent protests. He suggested using the military to suppress the George Floyd protests, on and on. You're right. He's a dark mother. So I know that I would think would attract Trump to him, but who knows?
He's also a bobble-footed slapdick.
Yes, he is.
Thank you for that. I love that description. What about J.D. Vance? Because
that's the one, because it's one syllable and it fits under his name.
Although there's too many things they can use that he said in the past, like, you know, Trump being Hitler, that would seem to be.
Well, they don't care.
Yeah, I think
they don't care at all.
I think J.D. Vance may well be too thirsty.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, I think he's going to, that sooner or later, Trump's going to look at him and say, hey, this guy's been building his own power base.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, then, you know, Trump will have Tom Cotton kill him.
No. Oh, Charlie's gone dark, too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we love you, Charlie. We don't want to take away from your...
Listen, have a great time in the Mile High City.
We will. And we don't want to take away from your time, you know, using your time booking Senator Warren for Boston. So we're going to...
Is it true that Glenn Kirshner is flying all the way to Denver?
Yes, he is. He is a patriot.
What a guy, huh?
I know. And he's doing Boston with you, so we're very, very excited.
I knew that, yeah.
Yeah.
But, well, that's just a train ride. I don't have a problem with that. But, you know, flying to Denver.
I know.
The damn airport that's like 90 miles from the city.
I know. He's our hero. Yeah.
Particularly. Did they have all of you sharing a one-room cabin in the Rockies or what?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, they're staying in Grand Junction. It'll be a nice drive into the city.
Yeah, no running water. Okay, love you.
Well, last time we were in Denver, we stayed in Boulder and then drove to Denver without using highways.
With the GPS set to the wrong setting, not to use highways. Okay, love you, Charlie. Goodbye.
Thanks, Charlie.
Yeah, of course, the word highway is an entirely different.
Colorado.
Yeah, hey.
Yeah, Mile High City doesn't refer to elevation.
No.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
Thanks, Charlie.
Bye. 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Bonnie and Clyde, Mr. and Mrs. Kisses. These little dogs of mine, I'm going to let them shine. That's your song this week. Okay. Listen, if you love your doggies, like they're my children. They're my children.
Uh-huh. So you sing them Sunday school songs.
Last night, Bonnie, she scarfs herself. She, like, decides in the middle of the night that it's time to scarf herself around my neck. And then I get a little tongue in the ear. Don't say I don't have a love life, Jody. So I'm going to treat them like they're my children. I feed them superfoods. Like, I eat. Remember I did a health reset a few years ago? I did all superfoods, right?
Yep.
Salmon, broccoli, black rice, you name it. It's the kind of stuff that's in there.
Yeah.
Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, kale, spinach, all these superfoods. Why would it, if this ever occurred to you, you wouldn't feed your kids kibble.
No.
Something was blasted on high heat. And
gross.
No. It's raw. It is freeze-dried. All those nutrients stay packed in there. It's not messy for you. It's dry to the touch. Pantry safe. Shelf stable. I love it so much. No messy pouches to squeeze. You have to store it in the freezer.
Blah.
Save up to 54% off the best dog food in the world. Nature's Blend. And get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Careful. Watch your fingers. You're going to lose them. They love them.
He's going to get all happy.
Love them. Love them. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text FITNESS to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code FITNESS.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you're making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man who brought guns to the state capitol twice last fall will spend a month in jail. Joshua Plesnik brought a handgun to the governor's office in October. He was arrested, posted bail, and came back with an assault rifle after the Capitol building was closed. Plesnik was sentenced last week. Small family farms want more help from Washington for conservation programs. Barb Kalbaugh runs a small farm in Iowa. She says large factory farms currently benefit from a double standard.
Industrial scale factory farms, even though they're industrial scale, they do not have to go by industrial standards. They go by ag standards. And that's why we have the problem with pollution that we have. That should be addressed in the farm bill.
Large farm operators maintain they're always looking for cleaner, safer ways to do business. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We've got another hot one today. It'll stay hot most of the week. Now is the time to check on your neighbors, especially seniors and people with chronic health conditions. Claire Paprocki with the Brown County Public Health Department.
They don't even have to be elderly if you just have neighbors or loved ones. Make sure that you're checking in on them on the hot days just to see if they're doing okay, if they need any help, or maybe they're experiencing symptoms and they don't even realize it. And so when you check on them, that can help prevent something terrible from happening.
Highs today in the Madison area are around 90. And if you've been thinking about adopting a new family member, consider this your sign to do it this week. The Dane County Humane Society has dropped their adoption fees for cats. You can bring home an adult or senior cat for just $10, young adults for $50, and kittens for $100. These prices will last through Sunday. June is Adopt a Shelter Cat Month. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Windy, sunny, hot today. Highs in the low 90s. Humidity pushing the heat index into the mid to upper 90s. For tonight, partly cloudy, windy, a low around 72. Slight chance of a storm late. Scattered showers and thunderstorms on your Wednesday, high of 83.
It's 76 at our studios.
Looking for a place to kick back, grab a bite, vibe out on great music? Look no further than the Rigby in Madison. They're not just a pub. They're where the action is, with something different every day. Rigby Oki Mondays, Trivia Tuesdays, Single Nights on Wednesdays, and live music Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Located a block off the Capitol Square at 119 East Main Street, stop by and take a tour of the venue spaces for your next private party. And the rooftop space is now available. For venue reservations and details, email Chelsea at events.rigby@gmail.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Tuesday to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Crudy going to Racine to meet the front row Joes at the Trump rally. You better tune in. New friends and you, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6.
There, Steve Marmel coming up. We were talking to Charlie about the Veep Steaks, as they call them.
Yes.
I don't know if they called them back in my dad's day. But, yeah.
Your dad took part in the Veep Steaks.
My dad was in the Veep Steaks.
It's still interesting. It's almost the convention, and he still hasn't picked anybody.
Yeah, J.D. Vance said Trump officials have asked for a number of things. I don't know everything they've asked. They asked him, have you ever committed a crime?
Yes, that's funny.
Team Trump wants to know what would be running Mike's criminal background, despite the fact that Trump himself is now a convicted criminal.
Right.
So that'd be like picking two people from the same state. You can't maybe have two felons on the same ticket. I mean, I guess you could, because it's Republicans. The former president already being led by a team of felons, so it remains an open question as to whether a criminal conviction would help or hurt his candidate's chances. Oh, Byron Donalds has been arrested twice, mm-hmm. apparently.
Yeah.
So maybe that puts him up the list.
Maybe.
Okay. We'll see.
That's Steve Marmel. Common, then.
Yeah. Steve Marmel next.
Yeah.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Milwaukee Journal Sentinel commentator James Causey for our newest segment. What's on your mind, James? Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.